For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. By most measures, health outcomes in the Ohio Valley region are not very good, with many parts of Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia ranking near the bottom among states. But a team of health researchers found a few places within the region that seem to stand out, potential bright spots. Now the researchers want to know why these communities appear to fare better. Aaron Payne visited one potential bright spot, Wirt County, West Virginia.
Residents of West Virginia's smallest county give different answers when asked to describe their home.
It's tiny, it's rural.
I mean, we don't even have a stoplight.
There is here a very strong sense of community.
The people are friendly. They're helpful.
A group of organizations interested in Appalachian health think Wirt County could be a bright spot, with some health outcomes exceeding expectations. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the Appalachian Regional Commission, and the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky want to know why that is. 2 years ago, they launched the Bright Spots Research Initiative to help create a culture of health in Appalachia. ARC Communications Director Wendy Wasserman says the ongoing project began with a collection of available data on how Appalachia is affected by certain public health issues.
The second part is to see where folks are performing better than expected based on these indicators.
Wirt appears to score better in categories including rates of depression and deaths due to injuries or poisoning. Now, field teams will visit to see if there's hard data to support a bright spot designation. Researchers meeting with health and community leaders in Wirt County are interested in programs that could contribute to positive outcomes. Take injuries, for example. West Virginia University's Extension Service offered a program in the county aimed at keeping children who work on family farms safe from injury.
It's called Youth Safe Farms.
Associate Dean of Programming and Research with the Extension Service, Cindy Fitch, says inspectors would teach the children how to identify dangers on the farm.
They were even able to go to the farms and identify and mitigate some of the hazards.
Fitch believes the young farmers will continue practicing safety for years to come. The Bright Spots research team is also interested in programs or organizations that may not be traditionally thought of as related to health, but contribute to community pride and social connections. Talk to Wirt County residents, and it won't be long before the Hope Shop comes up. The volunteers at the Hope Shop, like Elise Shepherd, view their main function as a food pantry, providing for about 60 families in need per month.
When they go out of here, they have a lot of groceries.
The staff is all volunteer, and area churches take care of supervision. Community donations also help, but Shepherd says the attached thrift store brings in most of the money to support their work.
And that's because we're selling clothing, all kinds of things, and we keep our prices very low. It's interesting that everybody shops at the Hope Shop.
The shop has the support of other local organizations as they routinely work together to meet the needs of the community. It's difficult to find an organization in Wirt County that does not work with other local organizations in some way. Shepherd has lived in different places during her life, and she says the community's ability to support one another sets it apart.
The thing that amazes me here is that they don't have a lot of resources, but they take care of each other.
The sense of community and collaboration isn't surprising. The latest county health rankings found social associations in Wirt County were higher than the national average in 2013. With research still in the works, the project's sponsors are not sure what they'll learn, and the project is far from completion. Researchers could have more concrete information early next year. If Wirt County is a bright spot, the hope is that its lessons will provide Appalachia a little more light. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne in Elizabeth, West Virginia.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.